Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's take a look at a sad time when the people of Israel paid no attention to God. I'm going to read to you from 2 Kings chapter 21, verse 9, which reads, "But they paid no attention, and Manasseh seduced them to do more evil than the nations whom the Lord had destroyed before the children of Israel." Hezekiah was a good king with a sad last chapter of life. His son Manasseh was a terrible king, one of the worst to ever reign in Jerusalem. The first section of 2 Kings chapter 21 describes some of his many sins. First, Manasseh rebuilt the high places which Hezekiah his father had destroyed. That's in verse 3. You see, Manasseh opposed the reforms of his father Hezekiah, and he brought back terrible idolatry. Manasseh shows us that repentance, reform, and revival are not permanent conditions. What is accomplished at one time can be opposed and turned back at another time. Manasseh also raised up altars for Baal and made a wooden image. That's also in verse 3. Instead of imitating his godly father, Manasseh imitated one of the very worst kings of Israel, Ahab. He set up the same kind of state-sponsored idolatry. Even worse, Manasseh worshipped all the host of heaven and served them. That's in verse 5 of 2 Kings chapter 21. He brought in new forms of idolatry. He also corrupted the true worship of God at the temple when he built altars in the house of the Lord. That's also in verse 5. It's horrible to even think of it. But Manasseh also sacrificed his own son to the Canaanite god Molech, who was worshipped with the burning of children. That's in verse 6. Manasseh also directly invited satanic influence when he practiced soothsaying, used witchcraft, and consulted spiritists and mediums. That's in verse 6. Manasseh made the temple into an idolatrous brothel dedicated to the goddess Asherah. That's in verse 7. Now, when all these terrible things happened, where were the people of God? 2 Kings chapter 21, verse 9 tells the terrible truth. They paid no attention, and Manasseh seduced them to do more evil. This describes the basic attitude of the people during the 55-year reign of Manasseh. They paid no attention to the generous promises of God, promising protection to his obedient people. In addition, they were willingly seduced by Manasseh's wickedness, and they were attracted to do more evil. Manasseh was indeed a wicked king, but perhaps the greater sin was on the part of the people who accepted this seduction willingly. 2 Chronicles chapter 33, verse 10 says, "And the Lord spoke to Manasseh and his people, but they would not listen." You see, God spoke to both the people and the leader, but they both rejected his word. The culture changed from something generally God-honoring to something that glorified idolatry and immorality. In general, we can say this happened because the people wanted it to happen. They didn't care about the direction of their culture. May God help us to be salt and light wherever God has placed us. With the love and grace of Jesus Christ, we need to persevere like salt does and preserve things like salt does and shine out like the light does. May it never be said of us, they paid no attention. God helping us, that won't be true of us.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.